Based on our initial review, today is a tremendous victory for students and admissions by upholding affirmative action.
Jeff Pirtle, the president of the United Council of Students and other supporters of affirmative action at the UW, gave the Supreme Court ruling the thumbs up because the court ruled that in the case of Michigan's law school, the narrowly tailored use of race in admissions is okay.
The court today said that the current admissions process, if narrowly tailored, is sufficient and constitutional. Radical changes are not required. And I think that speaks a lot to the system we have here in Wisconsin and the future for admissions here, and is certainly a victory for the state of Wisconsin.
UW System President Catherine Lyle also says she is very pleased the Supreme Court upheld the kind of minority admission policy at work in Wisconsin. Justices struck down University of Michigan's use of a point system, giving minority candidates seeking entry to the undergraduate school there more points for their ethnicity. That's not the case at UW.
What the admissions committee is trying to do is assemble a freshman class that's diverse in many ways, not just racially, but also in terms of special talents, athletics, music, whatever, and is academically talented. Race is just one of the things they look at in that evaluation process.
Lyle explains why Wisconsin does not use a point system.
I think we've always felt that Wisconsin students and parents want us to look at each applicant as an individual, even though it takes more time and more people on admissions committees to do it this way, it does maintain the individuality of the process, and I think that's really in the best of the Wisconsin tradition.
The University of Wisconsin reports its minority enrollment is 8%. Some students say that's too low, and the university must do more. Natalia Hildner is with the Multicultural Student Coalition.
Only 8% of the system are students of color, and that's pretty sad, especially with Madison. There's not even 20% students of color at this university, and this is a Big Ten university, with you know, a big research university, and this, you know, one of the best institutions in the country for higher education. We need to make sure that those doors are open.
System President Lyle says while the university has no quota, it is always looking to round out the student population to prepare graduates for the global economy. She says UW lawyers are reading the fine print of the High Court decision to make sure admission policies here are legal, but the broad decision reaffirms Wisconsin's admissions process. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.